With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Loving yourself is the first step to loving others. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by the Jordan Harbinger Show. Jordan's show was named by Apple as one of its best of 2018. Just like 7 Good Minutes, I like it a lot, and I'm sure you will too. Jordan sits down each week with many of the same guests you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. You should be sure to check out episode 345 with Jim Quick, where the conversation is about how to upgrade your brain's limitless potential. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. Listen to the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some excellent tips on how to love yourself more from our friends at the School of Life. Enjoy.
Every day, especially in the era of social media, from the mental health perspective, probably the single worst invention of modern times, we are likely to face enemies. People who disagree with us, people who tell us we're bad, people who say we should be ashamed of ourselves, or even be destroyed. The common sense advice from well-meaning friends is just not to listen, to shrug it off, to assert that no one cares, that the bully is mad or mentally unwell, and to suggest a change of scene. It's very kind and sadly, usually, for many of us, entirely ineffective. The question then emerges, why is it that some people find it extremely hard to defend themselves, either in the sense of practically answering back to an enemy or simply of not caving in internally in the face of an attack? Why is it that when they're being bullied at work, some people are able to mount a polite, calm fight back, while others melt into self-loathing and despair? Why is it that if they're criticized unfairly in a romantic context, some people are able to point out that the criticism is not right and get their side of the story across and feel steady and solid, while others descend at once into paranoia? We might put it like this. In order to be able to defend oneself against an external foe, one has to be on one's own side. And this is not, for some of us, as easy as it may sound. Without us necessarily even quite realizing the fact, our entire personalities may be geared towards interpreting ourselves as bad, wrong, a mistake, shameful. This may sound dramatic, and we know, in our intellectual adult selves, that this can't be entirely right. Nevertheless, deep down, this isn't only slightly right, it's the fundamental truth about us. A first step towards dealing with an external enemy is realizing that our personalities are built up in such a way that we're going to have a big problem on our hands whenever we face opposition. We should expect to find this hard, and we do. We are, and there is no pejorative association around this whatsoever, a bit mentally unwell in this area. We therefore need to call for help, extend a lot of compassion to ourselves, and devote all the critical care we're going to need to get through the crisis. We then need to take on board that unfortunately the real enemy we're harboring is not so much currently outside of us, though they are there too, as inside of us. we need to ask ourselves, why does the accusation feel so true? Our conscious minds give us access to only a fraction of the information about us. Just as we can't intuitively understand how a cell operates in our very own body, so the makeup of most of our emotional brain is sunk in darkness. However, there will be a history to our self-loathing. We hate ourselves because somewhere along the line, we were not properly loved. Somewhere in the past, we heard a story, and the story has stuck. How could someone facing an accusation that they are an idiot, but who inside has a voice saying that they're a moron, ever get the strength to defend themselves? They know in the adult part of the mind that they should be fighting back, but they can't, because inside all they hear is, you are everything your enemy is saying you are, and more. They identify entirely with their aggressor. This can get pretty dangerous pretty fast. If the external enemy is vicious enough and joins artfully enough with the internal enemy, there can be suicidal thoughts and perhaps suicide itself. The defenseless are the opposite of self-righteous. To their enemies, they are implicitly saying, I want to kill myself more than you ever want to kill me. The solution to all this is a large, naive word we'll have heard before, but which we need to grasp in its life-saving dimension. Love. We need to hear often enough and clearly enough from other human beings, and they don't need to be romantic partners, that contrary to what the internal enemy is saying, we are decent enough. Not perfect, but that isn't the criterion for deserving to exist. We need to fix ourselves by absorbing, properly absorbing, the kindness of others. The problem is that people who feel that aren't very good at letting others take care of them. They don't know how to ask for help, and when help is given, they may initially push it away, accusing a kind friend of being weird or inadequate. Why, after all, would they be seeking to help a freak? We know from the condition known as body dysmorphia that it's no use telling someone who feels they're disgusting that they're in fact, oh, very nice looking. We need to help them to understand how they grew to hate themselves so much and show them, via friendship, that there could be another way of relating to who they are.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.